The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter bonus podcast just here before New Year as a little gift. A gift? You could have got me a fucking hoverboard, you twats. That's what you're... That would be your line in response to me saying that this is a gift. Just a quick intro to this podcast before the New Year. It's currently New Year's Eve. I've recorded a podcast with friend of the show and friend of mine and comedian friend Mickey Bartlett, the world famous Mickey Bartlett, star of many things, monumental, Funny on the Foil, Find Me the Funny, various other things called Funny, The Blame Game. He's been on everything, but most importantly, as he tell you in this episode of the podcast, I'm Mike Litters. We had planned to do videos after we recorded this, but then he had to shoot on back to his new house in Derry/Londonderry/... It's not even. It's outside now, isn't it? Donegal. He lives fucking miles away. Hence, you know, we used to do regular podcasts, so this is a rarity that we get to sit down to a podcast. We had one mic, so we're sharing one Zoom recorder with the fucking gain turned up the fuck. So the quality's not amazing, but I fucked with the levels a wee bit. Fucked with the bass. Fuck with a bass. So take that and use it as a sample in a song. Fucked with a bass a wee bit. And it should sound alright. It's not as clear and nasally snotty as this is. But it'll be fine. And it's our new year. Just before the new year podcast. We don't mention the fact that it's going to be the new year. Because comedians live in a constant state of like... They don't look beyond the end of their fucking nose half the time, you know? Oh, what's your plans for this year? Don't know, like, might go to Edinburgh. That's it. That's literally the plan for a comedian. There's none of this existential fucking... Which I should get into, you know what I mean? I'm reading books. I bought one book called War of Art, which was kind of like, you know, fighting against resistance and making you, you know, do the things you want to do. And I'm getting, and then I'm starting to read other things where it's like, maybe sometimes you have to write down some sort of plan. So I've been writing down plans for 2016. What do you want to do, Colin? Where do you want to be? And there's certain things that I've got in mind. And do you know what? They're all comedy based. You know what I mean? Me and Mickey have kicked around the idea of the blood, the mud and the beer, which is a sitcom that I wanted to do, which I wanted to just be pure mayhem, and I just never did it, and there's no real reason why I didn't do it. Was it because no one took interest in it? I don't know, hadn't mentioned it to anyone. I literally have to fucking just go out and do it, you know? So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go and follow fucking all these Instagram posts where it's like, the only thing standing between you and your dream is you. And then you go, yeah, but you don't dream about that you're being fucking stabbed to death by ninjas, do you? In a lift. You have good dreams. You don't have fucking psychopath dreams like me. Fucking hell. Anyway, this has already run on too long. Enjoy the New Year podcast. I hope you have a lovely New Year. If you're at an age where if it matters to you still. You know, to me, it'll be like, you know what I mean? I've definitely hit that age where you go, all the shops are closed tomorrow. That's the only thing you give a shit about. Will I get shit-faced? Probably. Does that make a difference from any other day of the fucking week that I've got shit-faced? No. Apart from you have to stop and go, 10, 9, 8, thank God you put on Jules Holland. What number was on? 7. And then you forget that you've another 4 hours of drinking today, you know? So, I don't know. If it's a big deal to you, I hope it's nice. And I hope you really make some improvements on yourself for 2016. Maybe you want to go to the gym, you know? Maybe go to a spin class. Get rid of the gunt, you know? Girlfriend Maureen there was talking about going to Slimming World. And she's like, I'd love to go. She's like, it seems like it makes sense, you know? It's just you learn how to eat better. And she goes, I'm a bit scared. So I said, you know what? I'll fucking go with you. You know, I'm always looking to write some new fucking material. I'll go to Slimming World. And I said, what time are the classes? And she goes, oh, I think it's like 5:30 and then 7. And I was like, is the class an hour and a half? Of fucking Patricia sitting there going, well, I put on Hollyoaks and I panicked. And I had a full crate of cupcakes, 24 of them. I had 24 of them. And I deep fried half of them. It depends. I'll go to one. I'll nip in and out and be like, all right. We'll see what happens. Slimming World. That could be a new character, couldn't it? Slimming World, Colin. We'll think about it. I could also just stop eating cheese at fucking 1 in the morning. And, you know what I mean? I do the odd rowdy gig and I wonder why my throat's sore. I'm like, my throat's sore? I'm like, are you eating blue cheese at 1 in the morning and going right to sleep? Huh? You fat bastard. All that bacteria eating your fucking throat out. MRSA. Or as the Americans call it, MRSA. Wise up. This has gone way off track for what was supposed to be a 30-second intro. Happy New Year, guys. Enjoy this. If you're hearing this on New Year's Eve, I'll be in Daly's Comedy Club tomorrow as a last-minute replacement. Mickey Bartlett's headlining. So, get on down. Dave Elliott. Who else is on? Aaron McCann. The Boy Wonder. And Alan Irwin, as far as I know. So, if you're hearing this on New Year's Eve, get yourselves the Daly's Comedy Club in Oma on New Year's Day. It'll be a good way to fucking cure the hangover. Isn't that right, guys? So, Happy New Year. And I'll fucking, you know, I'm trying to be some sort of poignancy to this. And, I nearly said pungency, but here, I'll see you in like fucking couple of days anyway. I'll do another bloody podcast, but I'll be like, well, what are you doing last week? Fuck all, as usual. But anyway, see you in a minute and enjoy Mickey Bartlett and me talking pure racist shit. Here we go.
Size my fucking norks.
Size of Mickey's norks. Welcome to, what do you call this? You see, we're doing general banter video podcasts, but... this isn't within the Boojum
general realm.
I'll stick it in there anyway. It just won't have Boojum branding on it.
What about Tales from the Country, but only spell cunt with a U?
Tales from the Country! Let me put my phone on something there, just in case I get beeps. Right before we hit record there, Mickey was telling me what he got for Christmas. And he said it was a Hoover. Packet of figs.
And some... anti-aging cream?
Anti-aging cream. And we had a right laugh, because I thought he said anti-Asian cream.
It's just white paint. Smells nothing like curry.
Yeah, they don't even eat curry.
It's European. That's what Eastern Chinese and European, we found out recently.
Yeah. They're all like, you wouldn't like what we've got, guys. Aye. And they're like...
You think a chicken's balls is bad? You see, we need the dick.
Yeah. Where do you hear where black beans come from? Yeah.
had to send our fucking Sue to Kenya to get them. That's one night.
That's why they don't come in a can.
That's one night where we just had a lot of coffee, so we're off our tits. By the way, welcome to the Godzilla head office. Put a lot of work into it, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, nothing on the desk. Clear the desk for you.
Right.
Nice blinds that haven't been cleaned ever. And some hats. If you just look behind Mickey there. Collection of hats like I'm in So Solid Crew.
Word.
Word to your mom.
25 seconds to blow.
We're just out in Mickey's new car as well. That was exciting, wasn't it?
Curve Anthony Conlon Motors on the go. If you want a good car, go to Ireland's favourite car retailer, Anthony Conlon.
Duff. Yeah, if you wanna fucking do an Euro sterling exchange.
I'm also doing illegal taxis around the Londonderry area, if you need to lift home on a Saturday. I've no license, but I won't finger you. So.
Is there a problem in Derry, Londonderry for taxis?
Nah.
Do you ever sit there on a Saturday night and go, cunts would clean up if they just had more taxis here?
Aye, actually, to be honest, because the first time we got a taxi out to where we live now, like the countryside, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning before we could get a taxi. So aye, there is, it's a pain in the hole.
Both living in the country now?
Aye.
Would you say you were from the country originally? Not really.
Not compared to where I live now.
Proper wilderness?
Like, I went down to the shop the other day to get milk and they were closing the shop because it was a funeral.
Oh yeah. I had to chase.
Stand outside with your hands behind your back. Like.
Where were you? You were late. There was someone's funeral and I don't know them. And, you know, next minute I'm in the wake. It's the other way around, isn't it? Unbelievable. I had to chase a sheep out of the garden the other day.
No way.
with a fucking. And there's like a dodgy gate at the back of the house.
Chase up your dick, did you? Go away, you!
It was trying to run. I was like, run away!
You're not supposed to be here.
I know you're tied to this radiator, but stop. Yeah, there's two of them actually, and there was a fucking gap in this old rickety metal gate where one of their little rungs was out. That I was like, there's no fucking way a sheep that, you know, like an old school like strongman would get this piece of thing and be like, that's what it looked like. I was like, there's no way it was a fucking sheep. Nudged through, and there was two of them. And I can run out with a brush, like, dressed like fucking, like some wee fucking city twat. You know what I mean? Come out in my fucking
woof woof
sweatpants and Nike shoes, my jammies. Ah! And the two sheep were here. One of them disappears through the gap, and the other one goes, "Where the fuck are you going? Just follow him through the gap, you dumb bitch." I didn't know country people called them yos as well. As in female sheep.
I didn't know that, but...
I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was you, is it not? Are they just being spelled?
It's spelled you. Is it spelled E-W-E or something? Yeah. I think it's pronounced yo. It's like so, like so. It's spelled Sue. Not like Sue the girl.
Fuck off.
I'm just saying.
I just, because I thought it looks like you. I'm just not a country folk. But I thought it was pronounced just you. I thought that's what it was. Until the time we got the dog came down here, Fergie, and him and the other Lemmy, God rest his soul, both of them, were eating sheep. Both them cunts were eating sheep, and the farmer came round, he's like, "This fucking dog's up there biting the throat side of the yos." And I was like, just trying not to piss myself.
Aye, that was it.
Was eating the yos,
boy. The guy came round to my house, my man does. "Is your dad in?" "Ah, no." "Hey, he's blocking up that fucking shock." I didn't know what a shock was. I thought a shock was a
Paddy Bartlett, notorious shock blocker. Professional shock block. You want your shocks blocked? Get Paddy Bartlett. Your dad.
I have a whole load of stuff going up with my dad, like with an advert.
Yeah. That'll be a
shock is not blocked.
Have you a free flowing shock? You need it blocked.
Ellie, get your shock blocked. Get your sun blocked.
Between 1:15 and 2:45 on a salty. Before I hit the harps. We're flying.
A shock block.
I haven't seen your dad in ages. Does he miss me?
I haven't seen him in ages. Do I look the Derry a couple weeks ago?
Do you walk in? He's grown his hair all out.
Just at the back.
I listened to two Dubliners songs and I was like, fuck it. I watched the documentary on Luke Kelly last night. from the Dublin. Right. It was unbelievable. I nearly joined the RA. It was class.
Seriously?
It was amazing. great voice.
Oh, lovely voice.
Oh, could turn milk. Honestly, it was strong. Strong voice.
Could churn butter a voice like that.
Oh, Jesus. Strip paint.
Lowner Diesel.
There was a great quote in it where the guy was like, you know, we're done playing on, he was obviously from Cork. He's like, we're playing on Cork one time, and he's like, he goes, you know, this is at the end when Luke started to get very ill, and he looked tired, and I turned around and he was asleep there in the in the pub, and I was like, you know, I thought it was the gargle, but I thought it was the gargle, but turns out no, I've a load of old tumours in the brain. Very sad.
I was like, we were down somewhere the other week. There was a guy, I don't know what the fuck was on TV, but there was a guy playing the accordion. This guy went, tell you who's quite good in there, squeeze box.
Oh, squeeze box.
I've never heard of called any of your shit.
Say what you say. He gets going that noise, fucking pipe.
Your man's good in the sideways guitar, isn't he?
The guitar? You mean the bent cello? I've spoken about this on my
iPod. Who's your man the sideways tin whistle?
Fucking orange bastard. We were at the, I spoke about this in my own podcast, but we were at the pub the other day on the day before Christmas Eve, and you know, pub is mid flow, everyone's having great crack. The guy that usually works in the bar was pissed. It was like his night off.
Aye.
And he's all like, it was like he was MCing a night of shit songs. He was like, alright, better order now, shish, nolly. This man has been drinking here since blah, on you go. And then he starts, and it was literally like that shit bit of stand up I do, but real life again.
Aye.
And I was like,
I'm a prophet.
Like I was looking at the thing going like, this pub should be in full flow right now.
Aye.
It's like 11:30 and we have to be quiet, like it's we're in school, while this other boy sings about like fucking, you know, one of those like, it was probably like risque, like 100 years ago.
Aye.
You're like, before you go to bed with a girl, check she doesn't have two legs, or you know, like, pull her hair and check her legs. Sometimes it's a man with one leg. And I'm sitting there, and like,
you.
Maureen's mum's fucking like, you're bite. She's like sober. She was like, oh my god. And I was just like, going, are we really having to be quiet for this? And then it'd be like some old boy who was like 100, like old as fuck. And he's like, he would start a song about, you know, like, fucking Eileen, something, bear. And then he would forget it, and they're all like, take your time there, take your time, Pat. And he would sit there going, and then just sing the same verse again.
Happy birthday.
And then I said on the podcast the other day, I was like, the songs we're singing were like songs you'd hear before they had newspapers, so they'd have to sing the news to you.
Joanne 22 from South Ham.
Frank McGarry took a turn. Went for a walk, no one's seen him. Where's he gone? Might be dead. Give a favour to his wife.
2-bedroom flat for sale.
There was literally like a cattle stove in my feet. In the mouth of Christmas. I have to fix this fucking... Oh, it was so bad. Oh,
rain
my God.
Today, rain tomorrow, clear up on Wednesday.
Oh, my God. What a dump. Sorry for the interference with the sound equipment there. Fuck's sake. Piece of bollocks. So, yeah, that's happened.
Sorry.
But then we basically had to have our night out when we came back, because there was no drinking done. You know, you didn't want to go to the bar while these concerts. One guy was singing about... And I don't even know who decided to write a song about it, but like a swimming pool. Is there a place in Armagh called Katy or something?
Aye.
The guy's going, they closed the hate, like, Katy swimming pool. And I was sitting there going, why am I having to be quiet?
Aye.
If this is shared ground in a pub, I should be able to just turn around and go, no! No!
Fuck up.
Not you. Shush. You should get 10 seconds of grace, and if you don't sound like... Yeah, like you're in the Dubliners.
Aye.
Fuck off. Begley was there giving it fucking Mariah Carey to. You know what I mean? Everyone, all these out boys like gargling through something. I don't know the, you know, and then Begley's fucking pure killing it. And they're all just going, hey, sing like my name fucking faggots.
Show off.
I know. It was
Aye. Culty pubs are the fucking... I went out with my girlfriend's brother-in-law a couple weeks ago, like for a pint, and I'm quite an established drinker.
Oh, yeah.
You don't go drinking until you go culty drinking, like.
Yeah, it's definitely a fucking...
I think we were out for 4 hours. I woke up at 10 o'clock the next day, fucking steaming. Like, just... It's a bad day. Drinking wee half or so. Wee half an hour, no problem.
Lovely. That's what they do. They fucking... they just have to absolutely just nail it, like. Put the nail in the coffin. Do you want some drinks? No. I want to forget my life.
Aye. Do you want a wee half an hour? I can have a rum and coke. A rum and coke. You have a Pears and a fucking wee jug of water if you're going to woke.
And a pint of Beamish.
Aye. Fuck me, it was rough.
You're like, can I get anything fruity and tasty? No, it must taste like it's had a fucking cigar butt in it first.
Aye. I was hiding McCarty Bridges in my coat pretending my girlfriend was there. It's for her.
Aye.
Bitch. Aye, it never lets me out anyway. Delicious. And watermelon.
I've, as much as I've slagged it, you know, like drinking craft beer and all that shit, it's all I can drink now. Because it's different. You know what I mean? You can go like, I'll get one of them, one of these. And it's just a different way to get drunk. See that, like, let's have 17 pints of Carlsberg.
Aye.
No thanks, mate. Don't a Smithix. No one drinks a Smithix, but I'll pour you one anyway. You can hear the plug of dust come out of it. Funk. There's a moustache in it already for you.
I never drank Smithix.
I like it. I like Smithix. Here's what it's like if you're bored, if you go into a bar and it's like Harp and Carlsberg, and you can't really be arsed, but you don't want the sleepiness of a Guinness.
Aye.
You get a Smithix. Just tastes better.
Aye.
It's just better than shitty beer.
I try to make look at that now.
Now, you will the next day get a hangover, like you think you have a full aneurysm in your brain, and your asshole becomes a dispensary for battery acid. The fucking headaches are blind. I don't know what's in it.
I get it. If I drink Heineken, I'm pretty sure I shit a full Heineken bottle.
Speaking of Heineken, you missed out on the comedian's Christmas do there. Oh, mate.
Got it.
Stupid. You're stupid, my God.
Skitters do.
Skitters.
Couldn't leave the bathroom.
I had to plug that shit up.
Isn't drinking hold my arse? Have a great time.
That's your closer.
I'm just going to walk over here and stand still and fart and try and control it.
Hold on, don't look at me.
Zam.
Well, you have to. We have to. You know the way, like, even you fart, like the Billy Connolly joke, your ass are like. You need to just go. That's the sort of fart you need.
I'm doing a bit of stand up with this in a minute. I've got to the point in my life where I can't walk and fart at the same time. Like, I have to walk along, stop, and just.
Excuse me. Like a baby.
Aye.
What's wrong with him? Make his face. He's got a shite face on. As you just loaf of.
Pretend I'm reading a book and doesn't even know. We'll be here when paying my mirror on. We'll be bed on. We're done.
I've got it. My major habit at the minute is listening to podcasts just when I'm shitting. I'll just go in, put something on. Just relax, you know.
I've started playing Tetris, which is ironic because it's kind of what happens in the phone.
Yeah. Oh. Art imitating shit. I don't know what it is about Christmas where your whole back, that whole back quarter just becomes
It's unbearable.
Demented.
The hind quarters just roll down. Too much power for the chassis.
You're like, did I put fucking diesel in a petrol here? What's going on?
Clutches away, but
it's just like, you know, the big ends away. You're like, what?
The big ends away.
The gasket.
I said, well, there's some fuck.
We had a time when Mickey used to call a woman's vagina or sump.
It wasn't her vagina, it was the wee bit of her pants.
Huh?
Sump. It's if you grab the whole thing as opposed to you holding the holes. The way it's like you take the flaps to be in the other flaps.
Okay.
That's her sump. Are we soaking lump? Are we
Oh, yeah.
Just like to clarify, I never actually said it to a woman. I take my neck home, take a wee look at your sump. seems to be grand. Anyway, all the best, Merry Christmas.
It's like holding a bar soap.
Do anything for you? No. Just give me a wee minute. What are you doing, Mickey? Farting.
Oh, But you do, you, like, all year, you'll sit there, like, you know, I've had chicken, or I've had turkey before, you know, I've had bacon, I've had little sausages, I've had sprouts, I've had all that stuff, I've drank beer, and I don't know what it is about these 3 days.
Oh, right, we'll put them all together.
Where I put them together and shit like a fucking bear.
It's horrible.
And the meat content, I had a full ham, like... We got a ham.
We got a meat.
I give Maureen's mum money, and I was like, if you're one of the butchers, get me a ham. And she goes, a half a ham would do you. And I was like, don't, come on, bitch. I was like, come on. I didn't say bitch. She should have stabbed me. But so she brought back this thing that was like, it was about the size of like a tin of roses.
Aye.
That's about the size and depth of it. And I was like, oh, that's half of one. That probably wouldn't do me. And it turns out I didn't. Boiled it, covered it in shit, and then had literally about 10 slices left before Christmas Day. I was just eating it.
Slug.
Like snacking on ham all day. To the point where I was just shitting out Denny sausages.
Pig lips.
Literally like twisted off. Like 36 pack. Dun, 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 dun. Absolutely disgusting.
Already fried.
What else do you want to talk about?
I just don't know. What has happened?
Mickey was on... it's been a while since we did a podcast, but Mickey was on doing warm-up for TFI Friday.
No bother me. It's your bladders.
How many stand-up, how much stand-up do you get doing, or do you just walk out and have to go like, put your hands in the air?
It depends, it's mostly that.
Like, suck my dick!
Like,
do you make any jokes about your accent?
Only once, really, because there was one night where, in fact, I did it twice, but the second time I did it was shortly after the Paris attacks, which is a bit fucking rough. So basically I turned up one night and they were like, right, it was about the fourth week, and I sort of, I thought it fair, like what I had to do. I was like, yeah, I'll just walk out and fucking... couple of wee fucking TFI references get me through it, and then I arrived down the library. By the way, there's going to be, let the audience know, there's going to be some explosions going off, so if you can just tell them about that. And I was like, right, you want me to walk out to a crowd of people in London with a Northern Irish accent,
yeah,
and for a show that was quite big in the 90s,
yeah,
and tell them there's going to be an explosion. And the guy was like, whew. And then the Paris attacks happened, and I was like, I think it's a wee bit just a tad insensitive to be talking about bombs in a music event. No, gotcha. Cool. That was pretty much it. I was only throwing ping pong ball at one point.
You're like, this sounds like a joke, but things are gonna explode.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Don't panic.
It's friendly fire. Don't even worry about it. That's amazing. What was the ping pong? Ping pong.
They had this like
ping pong story. What?
What the fuck would happen? It was the only, probably the only time I'd done any stand up on it. I'd done about 25 minutes at the start, and I was just slagging this one guy off because he was a fucking dick.
Yeah.
He was off his face, like. And halfway through the show, they had this fucking ping pong ball with like liquid nitrogen in a bucket. Yeah. All these ping pong balls and everywhere. And at the end of the show, I'd do more stuff. And one of the wee tech guys was like cleaning the stage, and he was a cunt. He came and nearly locked me off the stage. So somebody threw a ping pong ball at him, and I was like, yeah, fucking. And then all of a sudden they all started flying at me. So I like dodged two of them, and then the cunt I were making fun of threw one, and I just like a fucking PE teacher just like, I've never done
motherfucker.
I've never done anything as cool in my life, just dunk, do it again. And it was like, nobody recorded, 300 people, 400 cameras, not one person got a photo of it. Still had the ping pong ball in my pocket.
Did?
I don't know.
If you had jumped off stage and just shoved it in his mouth and went, that's for Paris.
That's what I do to your mind. I don't have it in my pocket at all. I took it. Wait, no.
Is it stone or a pussy? It's got stain on it.
Aye, that's blood because of the fucking speed of it.
It looks like a hen laid it and just bust its hind.
That's what we did either.
Does that? It's been in your butt.
Aye.
Amazing.
Pretty much 10 weeks of nothing happened to me.
Really?
Just easy fucking...
Just sleeping in the airport?
Sleeping in the airport was a bit shite.
What was the thinking behind that?
It's cheaper. The thing was, my flight back was that early in the morning. I was like, there's no point trying to rush back for 3 o'clock. My flight was about 5 or something. So, you know, getting back to the airport for 3 o'clock would be a pain in the hole if you hadn't already been there from about 11.
Right.
So I just brought a sleeping bag with me, fucking crashed out in the airport like a fucking, like Tom Hanks in that movie, Forrest Gump. No, I woke up by a cop with a machine gun, dude.
Really?
Like, he fucking poked me in the head. You can't sleep here. And I was like, you better know how to use that.
You can't sleep
here? I'm about to get in your ass.
What do you mean you can't sleep there?
Because it wasn't in the departures lounge, it was just in, like, the airport. So, after a certain hour, they don't like to sleep in it.
What was his accent like?
Didn't really hear.
English?
Over my brain going, just don't hit him. Don't hit him.
You can't sleep here?
You can't fight this, man.
I'll fucking put you to sleep here.
Aye.
Listen to my voice, I'm hard.
I said, fuck off it.
See, when I shrimp out of this fucking sleeping bag, you're fucked, mate.
See, once Peppa Pig is off, you're fucking dead.
See, when I get this SpongeBob onesie off, you're fucked, mate.
I said,
I put that MP5 on your anus. Was it an MP5?
Was it an iPod?
Freeze, mate! I put a GoPro sticker on my phone. Gangster. What else do you want to talk about, Mike?
Whatever you want to talk about.
We should have put some questions up or something, but...
I didn't even think.
Fuck it.
Any gigs coming up, have you
done? Got Lavery's, which is another live one of these, and I don't know whether this is a good ad for it or not. I was just talking bollocks in a room.
Sure it is, because next time we'll be full.
Full as a gypsy's teat.
Uh-huh.
As they say.
Oh, shit.
It'll be good crack. The last few were good. I'll put up a highlight reel from the last ones.
The last one's really good crack, wasn't it? Yeah. I was on fire that night.
Oh, Mick.
Steaming.
Have you seen the highlights from it?
Aye.
Aye. Fuck. Watched it about 10 times, have you?
Big time, flat out.
Yeah.
Put your dick in the top knot. That was funny as fuck.
That is great stuff. Even Ray Bradshaw, the Scotsman, enjoyed that, didn't it?
Aye. Some night. I'm very talented.
Oh, unbelievable.
You're lucky I'm even here. Shouldn't be my frenzy.
I heard a clip of Steven Seagal saying that he was the king of improv. And it's not, it's Mick. Take that, Seagal. I saw a very funny photo of Steven Seagal, and it was, he had those yellow glasses on, and it was just his head, and it just said, they're shooting glasses. That's all it said. I fucking pissed myself. They're shooting glasses. He's got the worst fucking you should listen to the interview of him and Mike Schiavello, the sort of Aussie commentator.
Aye.
For like fights in Japan and all. And he's like, when I used to study karate with Osho Sensei. Like, he just goes in and out of fucking, aye, like, English. And then, you know, when I studied at his dojo, you noticed that it was very quick when I did my karate. And boom, foo.
And
kung fu.
And I was studying karate in my dojo in Los Angeles,
California. California.
Oklahoma.
Barney Hinch.
A horror.
Barry Mina.
Achna Croy.
Rarm.
Gaelic focus.
I feel like I should have got more for Rarm. Welcome to Rarm Harbour. I was going on stage at Larn. I say on stage. Walking to the corner to talk in a bunch of loud people. And this fella, here, you know any John Wayne jokes?
Aye.
And I was like, no, mate. Sorry.
Fuck's sake.
John Wayne jokes? That's not even a genre. Do any knock knock jokes? Nah, no any John Wayne jokes.
I both of them.
John Wayne. That's it. I don't know.
Aye. Knock. Who's there? John Wayne. Only knock once. Or something. I just made that up. Is that good? I did a gig at a fucking spoken word night.
Hold on a second. Save this story to reset the camera. Speaking of Lauren, the John Wayne gigs. What were you going to say there?
I spoken word thing.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me yours, do you want
to... No, I was just going to say, I shouted that loud that I strained my voice.
Fucking hell.
Like, not in my throat where it would be stingy, like an almost sore throat.
Like your neck and everything.
Physically, my neck was sore from going... And as soon as I come off stage, I was like, oh my God. And I felt like I was just about to get a cramp, like here. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck?
No.
There's a fella in the crowd, you literally talk like that! I said before, I was like, who hangs about with you? Right, mate, guess me, fucking football warrior!
Oh, fuck.
Where do you work?
I took my dad out to a wee pub in Derry the other night. I was
Was he staying up?
Aye, he stayed up in the new gaff, no?
Oh, good stuff.
But,
him and the man and dad?
The man and dad and the two of us.
Him and the man and dad, who I said it.
I didn't even blink as well, that makes sense.
Aye, totally.
But, made a total twat out of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to this woman I used to go to uni with. She was like a mature student when I was there.
All right.
So it was grand. She was sitting with all her like wee old woman mates, and I was all, yeah, that's correct, waving all.
Yeah,
Merry
bitches.
Christmas. Merry Christmas. And I went back to have a pint with my dad, and then one on top of me in the shoulder was all, excuse me, can we get a photo? And I was all, fucking no problem. Like, looking at my dad, like, sorry to have to go to work here. And then the woman handed me a camera. So, like, she wanted me to take it.
Oh my God.
Felt like such a twat.
Curb your enthusiasm moment there. But, like, you know, you should have went, listen, word it better. Will you take a photo of us?
Aye. Do you know who the fuck I am?
Yeah.
I'm Mike Letters.
Here! I make letters.
I got my head. But no fucking spoken word thing. I've never died in a hole. I haven't died in a hole that bad in years. Like,
really?
Because I had like new stuff.
Where was it?
It was in Derry. But there was like, I had nothing to do and it was on. I was like, I'll just fucking see if I can get up and get 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So before me, there's this girl with a speech impediment who was.
This is not your game, pet.
But she was doing like a poem about how she wanted to finger blast this girl from work, right?
She was a lesbian, a good talk.
So she was like talking about how she wanted to have the sheet saturated. She wanted to saturate the sheets with their like fucking
quim,
the sump. And
when you got a wee leakage out the sump there,
you might have bleed your radiator, pet. But
we change your oil.
So like we're all doing something, and everyone was like. And then I got up and they were like disgusted.
Really?
And I wasn't even, I don't know, I think I said something like, you know, I'm a comedian, so I'll probably just use the word finger as a verb somewhere along here. And yeah. They all went, and I was so uncaught, I was dying to go, just wind it back about 30 seconds there.
Yeah. I want to saturate. Was it, was it like an actual stammer or was it like?
It was all of them. It was like.
She just couldn't talk.
I mean, she had such a bad speech impediment, it was nearly an accent.
Okay.
You ready to put some dairy?
Saturate the sheet. They always have to be like, don't get into feminism here, but like all those rager fucking lesbians. It all has to be like, you know, like those radical feminists. They're like, no one's gonna take me seriously unless my tits are right. Hold on, take my point seriously. You know? It's all too much. You know, it's like. I'm gonna finger blast this girl because I'm girl power, mom. I don't know, it's just fucking noisy. It annoys the shit out of me. I'm so sexist. I am, I don't care. Maybe just don't be dirty bitches, alright? That's what we're here for. Just relax.
We'll take care of it, pet.
Do you ever get people, like, it seems like you're a comedian. So, like, you're like, oh, you're just a wee comedian. You know, like,
aye.
You're the fucking entertainment. Or, you know,
aye.
Get up there and dance, monkey boy. Or, like, you know, people are always like, you know, well, do you not make videos anymore? And you're like, first of all, I do make videos. What are you doing with yourself? And all. First of all, and second of all, none of your fucking business.
Aye.
Also, I do stand-up, right? Oh, is that it? And you're like, no, it's the best of everything.
Yeah.
And like, are you not on TV? No, because stand-up is better than TV. Aye. It's better than everything. It's always like, it's better than everything. It's better than actors.
Aye. As I get
you know what I
like,
mean? You're some empty
what else,
cup.
Aye. What else do you do apart from stand-up? Sleep.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I get stuff like, my girlfriend like, oh, like, what have you done all day? I'm like, fuck all. She's like, why? Because my job's amazing. Yeah. Like. off to work I go.
Where's the book of dick jokes?
Oh, it's stuck to me.
it's stuck on my skin. in America, they sort of get viewed a bit better than they do over. By the way, have you seen? I must send you the links. It's a bit dodgy footage, but Dave Chappelle from those oddball tour things.
No,
Jesus Christ. It would make you kill yourself.
Seriously?
It's so good, like. It's just amazing jokes.
Aye. What's that?
It's a tour that you can go and see in America, and it's like, you know, you go to like the Hollywood Bowl, and it would be fucking Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., Bill Burr, Amy Schumer, David Tell. Like, Wonder lineups for like $100 or something in a giant fucking arena or whatever. But I saw the clips of Dave Chappelle and I was like,
time to quit.
He's amazing.
Aye.
Thank God he doesn't put out any material. Not that he's going to affect my career here in mid-Tyrone.
You this market zone.
Could not get a gig in the Pav because Chappelle bumped me.
I haven't did the Pav last week, actually.
I was supposed to pull out.
I know, I was going to pull it and then you got there first. I was like, fuck.
But I wasn't headlining, so it didn't matter if I pulled it.
It didn't matter if I pulled it either, because there was nobody. Well, there actually was nobody in the Bobby credit. It was nice to be in the Irish Stomping Ground, you know, just show the young ones how to do it.
I mean, I'd love to do. I know it's weird. Are you talking to anyone that's like just started doing stand up?
Nah, not really, because it was like the time I got down. Did I have a hangover? Probably. I was the day after we had the 12 pubs, so I was like. Drove the whole way down from Derry, just like, fucking get me out of here.
Cinderella.
So no, I didn't really get chatting anyone.
Some wee guy goes to me, man, how does it feel to turn pro? And I was like, huh?
Aye.
He's like, well, you're like a professional comedian. I was like, I never really thought about it until just you said it there, which would indicate to me that it's all a fucking myth, isn't it? Really?
Aye, like. If you turn pro, like we were pros when we started.
Yeah. Never not paid, nickel. I dropped an N-bomb there. Who's gonna watch it? No one. Who gives a fuck? Unbelievable.
But there is a lot. There's a lot of that sort of like, man, and they get all weird. And you're just like, just tell a joke and fuck up.
Yeah. Some guy sent me a clip of his thing and I couldn't open it, but I was like, mate, I don't know what I'm going to do with this clip. Do you know?
Do you get loads of that now because you're on a lab? You get loads of...
For a bit of it, yeah.
Spotters, like...
A bit. Like, there's been guys ask me, not that I'm against putting anyone on at all, but you hear about the people that are funny.
Aye.
You know? You don't have to, like... hunt them out, and also you kind of don't want to, like, Lavery's is like as good, I think, as the Empire. It's probably better than the Empire.
It's
in fact the lineups between like Lavery's and Queen's are not that different.
No.
You know, you could get the same fucking acts more or less for a bit cheaper, but yeah, you get people asking for gigs and I feel like going, listen mate, I could give you a gig but you won't fucking like it when you eat your own bag on stage here for fucking 10 minutes.
Aye, definitely.
You won't like it. Like, you know, like one of the nights where you're emceeing or something and fucking Kieran's just been on and whatever, and like, what are you going to do? Go on and fucking... Aye. Do you remember when Take Me Out was on TV? You're going to eat a fucking satchel of nuts.
It's a shame too, there's nowhere like... Well, there's the pub, but like, it'd be nice if there was somewhere nice and comfortable for we. No, get up and try a wee spot, sure, you'll be fine.
Well, I don't mind.
You shouldn't be either, you should have the win.
I don't mind Lavery's for that, if it's like you or any other members of the squad want to try new material, because you're like a seasoned comedian trying new stuff. You're not just a fucking person just stabbing in the dark trying to find a joke. Like, you know how you write jokes. I know how I write jokes.
Aye.
People know how they write their own jokes. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, the joke's going to be okay.
Aye.
You know, it's not someone going, here's a list of... I did it myself. You know, you're like, here's a list of funny things. Here's a one-liner. Here's a story.
Aye.
Here's a fucking impression. You know, you don't know where you're at.
But, aye.
You know, you sort of get into the rhythm of, like, this is how I do jokes. I don't even have jokes anymore. I don't even have bits.
Aye, I don't know what...
My bits are, like... Like, you know, like you might go, oh, I've got 10 minutes, I'll have 3 bits or something.
Aye.
I could have this list of about 18 things, or I'm just jumping between trying to remember them. None of them fucking develop at all. They cluster themselves in wee bits.
I've got
this one. Is exciting, isn't it?
I have one joke that I've been working on that for about 4 months, and I've only got doing it about 5 times, but I still, every time I get to the end of it, I go, fuck, I haven't thought of a punchline for this joke. Like, I get right to the end and just go,
yeah.
See.
Anywhere now.
I don't know. I just don't have any. Remember you used, you know, you would have bits, stories and stuff, like, that were, like, just spread over about 7-8 minutes.
Aye.
I have none of that now. I have no story that lasts longer than about 2 minutes.
I see, I think I'm getting worse. I think I'm starting to, like, take a lot longer to get stuff out. Like, it'll take me maybe 10 minutes to do a bit that should only really be 4.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I don't know whether it's, like, I've got certain wee story things, but then, you know, it's almost like something vicious that I would say in a tweet.
Aye.
Works better on stage.
But is it hard for you to do, like, because no way, sorry guys, talk about yourself. Like, if you're MC in Larry's, like, can you go into Larry's, do a bit, and the next time come back and do that bit more developed? Or are you worried there's going to be the same people there? So you have to fucking...
I do worry about that. Yeah. However, sometimes I have all the intentions of doing a full bit and I only manage to get half of it out. And then I try it somewhere else, and then it gets really good really quickly.
Aye.
But I can't remember any of it right now, to be honest. Like the Caitlyn Jenner thing, someone gave me shit for on the internet.
Why, what shit did you get?
Someone just went, listen to your Sunflower set. Enjoyed it up until you did the Caitlyn Jenner joke. Maybe leave it out next time. Maybe fuck yourself next time. How about that?
What was your Caitlyn Jenner joke about?
I said she won... Woman of the Year. Aye. After like just going her whole life. I basically said if I was a woman I'd be raging because she's nipped in and just got all the good things about being a woman. Like you get to wear the dresses and do your hair and all. You're literally, he's nothing other than a transgender person. You don't do it. You know what I mean? Aye. It's not like I'm a transgender something.
Aye.
You're just a fucking dude in a skirt now. You still do nothing. I was like, I'd be raging if I was a woman, because he's just nipped in, he hasn't had to endure any of the shit bits about being a woman. And I said, like, and then he gets Woman of the Year. And I said, it'd be like me going to the gym and doing 3 sit-ups and getting BBC Sports Personality of the Year.
Yeah.
I've done nothing, but I took it like I fucking earned it.
Aye.
Like, kissing it.
Yeah!
And they're like, if you could leave that joke out. And I'm like, it's, if anything, it's standing up for women, you dumb bitch. Fuck! People, leave it out next time. How about, I don't understand why people, I just wrote back to her, oh, I'm surprised anyone listened to that fucking radio show.
I've only ever got one fucking proper nasty tweet once, and it was when Kim Kardashian fucking tried to break the internet, and I wrote something up like, whatever the fuck it was something along the lines of like, Kanye, take her and give her a good hiding, or like just, like somebody hit her.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and it was from like a fucking domestic abuse
charity.
Like, this is a real serious issue you're making fun of. I'm like, what, Kim Kardashian's fanny? Like, that's your serious issue? You're tweeting, like, do you mean, get off the internet, go and help somebody instead of fucking telling me to not hate a Kardashian?
You're barking up the wrong tree here.
Yeah.
Definitely. Fuck, people are idiots. They just have nothing else to worry about.
Right. It's that shit when people hear the buzzword and don't fucking...
Yeah, the context doesn't matter.
I tell the time about
like, honestly, like, you... The start of that Caitlyn Jenner joke was... I was like... I said something about it and I went... And you can't slide... You can't say a single thing about someone's sexuality or gender preference. And I was like... You can bully a ginger till he fucking kills himself. But don't mention... I was like... Yeah, nothing makes you exempt from a slagging. Especially... When changing gender seems like a fucking money move for this guy. You know what I mean?
Like,
don't give a flying fuck.
It's that kind of thing. People go, isn't she so brave? And you're like, well, no, she's loaded. Like, brave is being transgender and working on Primark.
Brave will be doing that in Uganda.
Aye, like that's fucking... But it's like that time, remember when Angelina Jolie got a, like, was it a mastectomy? And they got, like, fake
double titties. Mastectomy, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, she's so brave. And you're like, no, she can afford new tits. Like,
it is quite a bold move, to be fair, but... It'd be a nightmare if you got it fucking...
It's not like she's going to wake up and go, oh my God. Like, she got new ones. She didn't get them cut off and then have none.
Yeah, sure. But they're still not real tits, you know what I mean? She got them because it was like everyone in their fucking family had breast cancer or something.
But that's the kind of thing. Like, it's just that fine line of like, it's a good thing she did, but it's like, well, she had the money to do it. I hate the rich sometimes. I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nah.
Yeah, that's novel. In that case, I'm like, that's a fucking fairly bold move. But to be like, walk in and be like, just cut these tits off, stick some new ones in.
Aye.
I don't know, I would just be, I would, just in case it never happened, I'd be checking every day, getting my tit in that vice, that glass vice that they have. Speaking of cancer, Lemmy from Motorhead died. God rest him. Mad cunt. How much of a warrior are you if you're walking around fucking seemingly fine? Head full of tumours in your throat.
Was it brain cancer, was it? Or?
Yeah, they basically, what was it, he felt a bit tired or something.
Right.
And they, this is after still like touring, doing all that shit, and then they took him and had it x-rayed, and the quote was from the drummer in the band, I forget his name, and the doctor was like, listen, no easy way to put this, there's loads of stuff in your head and throat, and we can't do anything about it. And he's like, that's a shitter. And he was dead about 2 days later.
Fucking
so man. It was like so advanced that they just found out about it because he was like, my fucking head.
Aye.
And they're like, oh, you have full blown brain cancer. And he's like, oh well.
What was it? Some brilliant tweet. It was like cockroaches and I sitting around going, fuck, what are you going to do if there's a nuclear bomb? If he can die?
What was the one I read? It was something like, what's God going to say to... It was some like roundabout joke. It was like, what's God going to say to Lemmy when he gets to heaven? Like, oh, you're at the wrong house or something.
Aye.
And he goes, incorrect, I am God or something. It was like some shitty fucking joke.
Aye.
I fucked it up because it was bad and not well written. Okay, I would have remembered it if it was good.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. Piece of shit. Unbelievable.
Is that another one? Like, Lemmy, like... died at 70 years old, which is brilliant to think about. He only slept for 2 days his whole life. There you go, just take loads of drinking drugs and you'll be grand.
Good job. Did you see him at Glastonbury?
Yeah,
that was pretty sweet. Every line he sang was from Ace of Spades though. Yeah. It seemed like his mind was broken and he just went,
can't believe a fool.
Yeah.
This way I like it, baby, it's not the same song but fuck
it. It's all so loud you don't give a shit. Here's Overkill. If you like to gamble, it's just the same fucking song over and oh, he is a bad fucking the documentary Lemmy's amazing.
I need to watch it actually. It's,
there's a brilliant clip I was going to put up, but I didn't want to seem like one of those fucking I remembered I'm a Motorhead fan. Although I do have a t-shirt up there, so that's about enough.
I can vouch you had that well before he died or you even seen him.
True. And I did have a greatest hits album. Okay.
Yeah, it was Steps.
Which I actually thought
was now 42.
That was the weirdest collab album I've ever bought. Motor Steps, it was called. It was a fucking nightmare. 5, 6, 7, 8. If you like to gamble, I'm going to. Tragedy! I love the clip of him where he's like, most people play the bass like this, and he hits the button and he just goes, dun, 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 where was I? And then there's about 10 knobs in the thing, and he's like, just the whole way fucking foot to the floor, the way it goes, like to play like this. And he's just, there's a fucking stack of like Marshall amps, and he's standing this far from it.
So there you go.
Unbelievable.
Was that the one where they said, is it
full dick and balls hanging out of his face?
I was like, there's no way he didn't know he had cancer. That's too fucking.
Turns out you have cancer, Lemmy. Is it that?
What do you mean, Paul and Ringo here? What kind of cancer, doc? Face.
Basically, your cancer has a head attached to it. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, technically, your cancer has tumour. Paul Lemmy.
Gillette should have done a Lemmy edition where it's like, do you need to shave around your growths?
It's a Mac 3 big hole in the middle.
Unbelievable. Oh, fucking animal though.
Aye.
That documentary's great. There was a great quote from Dave Grohl or something. He's like, you know, if you look at like Keith Richards and all these supposed mad cunts, he's like, what are they doing now? He's probably in a French hotel with a 18 year old model he's paying to suck his dick or whatever. He's like, where's Lemmy? He was probably on tour or recording a song. The same song, but he's recording a song. Take 3 on our new song, Metal Spanners. Here we go. If you like to gamble and suck my fucking dick. Okay, Lemmy, we'll move on to track 7. Are you ready? Aye. 5, 6. If you let me dream, I'll enjoy it. Change.
Alright, Lemmy, why do you keep doing the same song?
It's all the same to me! Idiot! Cause that's the way I like it, baby! I just wanna sing the same song!
That'd be brilliant. In fact, that's the only like word he spoke where he ended up his own song.
And it's amazing, then.
Some pepperoni or salami?
It's all the same to me!
Is he about catching a hit?
I don't want to live around.
Sorry, Mr. Lemmy, we don't actually have any of that left.
Will you stop?
I can do this all day. From the 3 lines that song alone.
I know, it's amazing. What's the fucking... Oh, yeah. So you let me to sleep weird on your arm. The dead man's hand again. you know the song Overkill? Like, it's honestly like that thing we keep singing the same lyrics at Glastonbury. It's the song should have ended four. It's probably why it's called Overkill. It's like it should have stopped four times and then like and land and just go. And straight back into it.
Aye.
About 3 times. Okay, is it over now, Lemmy?
What's wrong with your teeth?
I ate some spades! unbelievable.
God rest them all the same, now.
My throat hurts. How long would I last this fucking Lemmy?
Christ the night, nice, Christ the night.
Nice. Is there one more in there?
That's what I'm doing it in my head, like this.
That's it. We may as well wrap this up before we run out of time here.
I need to go to Paul's house. Remember that ad? Want to do a poo? We'll go do a poo. Want to do a poo at Paul's house? Do you remember that ad? No.
Oh, yeah.
It was like for toilet paper or something. Yeah. That's what I always say.
Do you need a shit?
No, it's just if me and
take a shit, I'll keep recording.
If I'm in the house, me and my girlfriend's in the house, I go, just wait to see Paul. It's code for, I'll be back for about 20-25 minutes. But
yeah. I just go, listen, I'm going to drop the shits off at the pub.
Right, do you have 2 toilets here?
Yeah.
Do you ever race each other?
With the shit?
Nah, neither way.
She'd win all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean? I have a bad knee and I think it's from shitting.
That's why I got me in going toenail. I did a shit reversely. It was like I was at a rodeo. I had to grab the toilet.
Unbelievable. I love those weird fucking toilets. Where did I shit? You had to go like side saddle on the dumper because the wall was sticking. Unbelievable.
And we've got an all suite, which is lovely. But if you're really hungover, the sink is like you can just rest your chin on it. Just
I did that once when we lived in Scotland, and remember we only had the one suite in the thing, and I dropped my phone. It was a BlackBerry, and I don't know why it's important. Bent over, picked it up, and like as I sat up, hit my head on the sink, but I bit my tongue. It must have been as I stretched, it must have been going like. And when I come back up, I hit my head. I went. Blood and shit everywhere.
Not this again.
Unbelievable. What a terrible setup that was.
I like that weekend. It was nice.
It's alright. Apart from the bogs in the fucking bedroom. Every time you stay over, you're like, it's weird having to just.
Why is Mickey having so many showers? He had a kebab. He needs to have a long wash.
Yeah, God forbid you have the shits. And you're like, I know we're in a relationship, but we won't be if you have to hear this. I would
sleep you
for the love of Christ, take yourself for a walk. But you do get that thing, you're like standing outside the toilet, going, DONG!
Quickly. I was getting a stomach bug.
We literally have a minute to finish the story.
Got a stomach bug a couple months back. Couldn't, like, I mean, 10 days of just constant shitting. And I was like, I think I'm going to die. And my girlfriend was like, so I had that last week. I was like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
Like, I would have left. I've been trying to have sex.
She down the bottom of the garden like a cat?
Yeah, I was just like... Anyway. I don't know.
just ending on that shitty note, you know, follow me on Facebook or Twitter. It's all the same to me. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Aye.
Rest in peace, Lemmy.
Lemmy.
Follow Mickey on all his
Facebook. Follow him home.
Follow him home. Bam T, just run these 20 seconds out.
That's it.
What will we call this? We'll call it General Banter Video. Yeah, well, well, this one's just not sponsored by Virgin. So. Whatever. Enjoy it.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, speak to you next time.
All the best.
My legs!
My hole.